feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Day 43. Bab Dada is seeing that there is growth in service. That Baba's message is being given. To be a merciful soul and give souls the message is to be a server like the Father. You were told just now, do not do just one type of service at one time. Let all three types of service take place simultaneously. And this will create an impact quickly. You can serve through your face and through your activity. You are mobile museum. Just as there is a variety of picture in a museum or an exhibition, in the same way, your eyes, your forehead, and your smiling lips, you can serve with all these three, all these different means. This is the Vyakta Murli of 18th January 2007. To be merciful and give souls the message is to be a server like the Father, doing all three services together. And serving through face, through eyes, through forehead, through smiling lips, becoming a mobile museum. So Baba is telling us to serve. The method of service is not just speech. In yesterday's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, there are three methods of service. And the subtle the service becomes, the subtle the method becomes, the powerful it becomes. First is speech. Baba said, you have become expert in serving through the speech. Your speech is becoming powerful day by day. Second is sadhan, facilities. You are serving, you have done a great deal of service through all this paraphernalia of science. The third is the subtlest, and that is the power of silence, power of peace, power of yoga, power of ekant, solitude, power of introversion. Again, three other methods. Power of sankalp, thought. Power of bhavana, your feelings, your emotions. And power of drishti, eyes, nayan. Your eyes are powerful instruments of service. Your drishti, the pure vision, can serve. Your elevated bhavana, just as lamp is ignited by the lamp, your elevated feelings would enlighten their feelings. Thought, just as you have so many things here, in the similar manner, this is the wireless service. What you do with speech, what you do with gross services, the same can be done with the thought. So whatever you call it, Baba says you are Shakti Sena, you are army. And what is your weapon? Peace. But when Baba uses the word Shanti, he doesn't mean peace there. He means silence. He means yoga. You have a lot of experience of extroversion or taste, but no experience of introversion, or very poor experience of introversion. Baba described three types of souls. First, those who just describe. Second, those who experience. And third are those who... What are the three types of souls described in yesterday's Murli? Prayog, experiment, anubhav, and varnan. There are those who just describe. There are those who experiment. And third ones are those who experience. So this was few things from yesterday's Murli. So today Baba is telling us to become a mobile museum. You serve through your face, through your activity. Speech is not the only service that you do, that you can do. So how can such a stage be created? This can be done with this one word. Mindfulness. This can be done with this one word. Awareness, mindfulness, right mindfulness. Everything that we do should be done with this mindfulness. There are different words for this mindfulness. Buddhism calls it samyasati. Sufis call it zikra. Psychology calls it awareness, mindfulness. Western philosophers have called it self-remembering. Hindu scriptures have called it jagran, hosh. J. Krishnamurti calls it choiceless awareness, where there is no choice, where choices are dropped, where prejudices, desires have disappeared, and only mindfulness has remained. Some of the Hindu scriptures have called this stage as manonash, no mind. It doesn't mean that you become mindless, but the awareness has increased to such a level that here the thoughts have reduced, and it is the state which can be called no mind. Zen philosophy calls it satori. So there are different. Baba calls it, Guru Nanak calls it surati or Simran. Nanak calls it Surati. Baba calls it Man Manabhav. So there are so many different words. Or Smriti. Baba calls it Smriti Swarup. So this Smriti, this Surati, this Simran, this Hosh, this Jagran, this Satori, this one word, Kensho. Samyasati. in the words of Buddha. So this is the stage of total awareness. So when a person lives with such mindfulness, the chances of fall are very, very less. Where you are aware every moment, what are you doing? What are you? So when we sit, we are sitting with awareness. When we walk, we are walking with awareness. When you take bath, you are bathing with awareness. When you listen with awareness. When you sleep, even that sleep is a stage of awareness. It is the unawareness. It is the unconsciousness. It is the stage when you land up into coma that you face with opposites. There is option A and option B. This is only things we know in life. We are unaware of option C. There was a man who was about to commit suicide. It was a dark night. Torrential rains. And he was standing near a cliff about to jump. And a sage happened to pass by that road. And that sage stops him and asks him, "What are you doing? It seems that you are very disturbed." He says, "Yes, I am very disturbed. I am in sorrow. And I am here to commit suicide." The sage asks him, "Is there any time of your life when you were very happy?" He said, "Yes, definitely. There was a time when I was very happy in life." So sage says, "It means now you are unhappy and there was a time when you are happy. So you are something different from happiness and unhappiness. Because there is somebody who is experiencing this. There is somebody who had experienced happiness in life in the past. And the same somebody is experiencing unhappiness now. Sorrow now. So is it not that you are something else? So you are different from the games, from the plays which are happening on the platform of consciousness. There is an excitement in happiness and in unhappiness, both. The person who is unhappy, the person who is happy. Happiness is not the goal nor the unhappiness. Because the person who looks happy, in fact, he is also unhappy. He is also sorrowful. There is a hidden sorrow in that happiness. Both are the stages of excitement. Both are the stages of anxiety. More often than not, we have heard people who are happy or suddenly they got too much happiness and they got heart attack and died. This is not the goal. Happiness or unhappiness even. In unhappiness, person is wanting to be happy. But after becoming happy again, he is not happy. But the object of desire is achieved and yet the unhappiness stays. The desire, what is the goal then? Shanti, peace is the goal. This is the stage which cannot be called happiness or unhappiness. In yesterday's Murli Baba said, happiness is included in peace. That is a different thing. But worldly happiness is not the goal. Definitely, surely. Because in spite of becoming happy, because worldly happiness feeds on person, object, wealth. The real wealth is the wealth which goes with you after your death. So anything that finishes with death is not the real wealth. So what remains? Meditation is the only thing that remains. Awareness and mindfulness is the only thing that remains. Consciousness is the only thing that remains. So definitely this cannot be goal. And our life is fluctuating only between these two opposites. There's a woman here. There's a person who loves the woman. Indulged in her. This is one path. There's another person who renounces. Who goes in the jungle. Misogynist. Hater of women he becomes. But yet, the center remains the woman. There is a wealth here. There is one person who is indulging in wealth. amassing wealth, that is the only goal of life. And there is another sannyasin who has relinquished wealth, but yet the mind is focused on wealth. So there is a rag, there is a virag. Neither rag nor virag is the goal of life, nor attraction nor repulsion. The goal is to go beyond them. There is a happiness, there is a sorrow. The goal is not happiness nor sorrow. There is a bhog and there is tyag. Both are not the goals of life. The goal is the third, vitarag, detached observer, where you are away from these two pairs of opposite. This is option C. We just know only two options in life. I do this, I don't do this. But there is a third option where you reach and things happen automatically. You don't have to think. The choice is dropped. The desire goes away. The prejudice, the bias falls down. That is the stage, Chunav Rahit Sajagta, a choiceless awareness, where you are mindful, where you are aware. And in that stage of awareness, everything is happening. That stage of awareness is the stage of soul consciousness. The stage of awareness is the stage of right mindfulness. The only one word which has been repeated in all the Buddhistic literature again and again, again and again, again and again, is just this one word. Right mindfulness. And how this comes? This comes from the understanding that there is sorrow in the world. There is a cause of sorrow. If I am unhappy at present, first one should accept that one is unhappy. Cause may be anything, anything. But definitely, the sum total of all the gyan, the sum total of all the yoga, the sum total of all the seva that I have done has not helped me get rid of that innermost sorrow. Succumb to this awareness. The path of bliss starts with extreme sorrowfulness. It's not that people say you come to spirituality, you will become happy. You will not become happy. Come to Rajyoga, you will become happy. Never. First, the awareness will come that there is sorrow in life. The awareness will come that there is an extreme sorrow. First, this awareness should be brought. First, you will receive shocks here. It's not that you come to Rajyoga, start doing Rajyoga and you will be happy. If such a happiness is come, it's very cheap. It will not be like that. The life is studded with unhappiness. First, awareness that life is unhappy. I am in sorrow. And then the next step, there is a cause of sorrow. There is a cause of sorrow. What is that cause? Vices. What is that cause? Some deeper attachment. What is that cause? Some worldly goal. Ambitions. Worldly ambitions. A religious mind is a non-ambitious mind. To be ambitious is to be a politician. And in spirituality, in religion also, persons are political. Because their life revolves around ambition. Now we have one center, we want a bigger one. That's an ambition. Now we are doing this service, we would want to do bigger service. That also is an ambition. Though it appears selfless on the surface. But ambition is ambition. Whether it is to become a leader or a great server. Because every ambition brings with it popularity, fame, glory, worldly limelight. And there is every propensity to get lost in those glamour and shine. So aim is not this, what we are calling seva, seva and seva. That is but an expansion of ego. Nothing else. Baba says, become living museum, mobile museum, walking, talking museum. That stage cannot be achieved with so many desires in mind, with so many ambitions in mind, because desire creates restlessness. Ambition creates restlessness. A religious mind, a spiritual mind is a mindful mind. Total mindfulness, where things happen automatically. You just flow. You're not planning much, but things are happening on its own. Baba says, sit with plain intellect and Baba will touch you. What to do? One is to sit and getting disturbed because of seva planning. Thinking this, I will do this, I will do that, I will do that. Why this thinking? Then what is the difference? You are becoming unhappy and disturbed and restless and anxious. The worldly person is also restless, anxious, desirous, disturbed, rattled. And here we are also disturbed. Then what is the difference? The method is mindfulness, awareness, relaxation, enjoyment, deeper enjoyment. The method is absolute surrender. Just drop everything and sit and see what happens. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Bab Dada is saying that there is a growth in service, that Baba's message is being given. To be a merciful soul and give souls the message is to be a server like the Father. You were told just now, do not do just one type of service at one time. Let all three types of service take place simultaneously, and this will create an impact quickly. You can serve through your face and your activity. You are mobile museums. For example, just as there is a variety of pictures in a museum or an exhibition, in the same way, your eyes, your forehead, and your smiling lips, you can serve with all these different means. Avyakta Murli, 18 January 2007. Om Shanti.